Peter, you see this every day on Twitter. A new damning video comes out, and the what the money is being used for now is essentially to paper over what is a really problematic record on issues of stop and frisk, sexist remarks towards women, comments about wanting to reduce or cut entitlements of Social Security. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, some pretty vile statements. And, you know, at this point, they're essentially papering over that and kind of marketing Bloomberg as something he's not, right? The people who he's paying, these ads that are coming out, make him seem, you know, cool and hip and like he's, he's been a Democrat his entire life, but he hasn't been. I mean, he was a Republican. He, you know, supported the Iraq War. He endorsed George W. Bush in 2004. I mean, the list goes on, and yet the ads are kind of distorting reality of who he is. And I think that's the real insidious part of the money in politics. And I also want to quickly say, Peter, that, you know, I think one of these things, there's a statement by today, Stacey Abrams, who has been a champion of voting rights and has been a really strong voice in the Democratic Party. But she made a statement today that I thought was, you know, really kind of tone deaf in a certain way, because I mean, she essentially said, well, at least when, you know, the money and Mike's self-funding isn't a problem, because at least we know where the money is. I mean, that's silly, because one, we know where a lot of the money that is given directly to candidates comes from. We know where all of it comes from. There is dark money in the system, and that's outside money. But, you know, the idea that just because he self-funds means he's immune to the pressures of, you know, other corrupting influence is crazy. I mean, where does he make his money from? I mean, that's something that we learned from Trump. Just because Trump self-funded a large part of he funded a sizable chunk early on to fund his campaign. We know that Trump is beholden to interests, that conflicts of interest with his hotels and other things, that just because you self-fund doesn't mean you're not being influenced. I mean, Bloomberg has substantial ties, friends, socialization with the wealthiest, the ultra elite in the country. So to think that he's not unduly influenced or has, you know, become socialized to their point of view is silly.